This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Last-minute Milwaukee visits had surrogates from both sides in the city yesterday. Former President Barack Obama campaigned for Kamala Harris at the Baird Center, making an attempt to lure undecideds with money talk.
When I talk to folks that are genuinely undecided, the first thing they'll say is that they want a president who will improve the economy. And that makes sense. Even though wages are steadily growing, unemployment is relatively low, inflation is finally slowing, but the price of everything from healthcare to housing to groceries is still too high.
Obama did say that Trump tries to take credit for an economy that Obama said he created. Later yesterday afternoon, the Trump campaign had Tulsi Gabbard, Danica Patrick, and Sage Steele trying to court women voters with claims that Democrats are undermining women's rights. Most final polls have the race neck and neck. There's more about how to participate tomorrow at civicmedia.us/vote. Maguanago police are still investigating a shooting that left a man and a woman dead inside of a home Friday. Authorities have not officially identified the victims. However, it's being reported that one of the dead may be Maguanago school board member Vito Schwartz. His death was announced by the district Saturday. Despite the circumstances, police are assuring the public that there is no ongoing threat. Federal agents will be at some Milwaukee polling sites tomorrow. They'll be monitoring compliance with voting rights laws. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division will be coordinating the effort, deploying staff to observe and address potential issues. A statement says the monitoring is part of the department's regular practice to ensure fair and accessible elections. Don't wear your MAGA hat or your Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
That is prohibited under Wisconsin law, so you should not be coming in wearing apparel or displays that advocate for a position or a candidate on the ballot.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rapper Young Thug was sentenced to 40 years in prison for gun and drug charges. Despite this news, the incredibly successful rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, will be released from prison and given credit for time served. The judge set all kinds of contingencies and strict parameters in regard to the sentence. With a name like Young Thug, he is asking to be a suspect in any crime. Maybe legally change your name to something a little less crime-friendly. Young Weeblo Scout or Young Member of Up With People. I'm spitballing here. This year's World Series went yard in the ratings, which is not a huge surprise considering the teams represented the two biggest markets in America. Yahoo Entertainment reports that more people watched the Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the New York Yankees in five games than any previous World Series dating back to 2017. This was the first year they put pitchers on a clock to speed up the game, but despite that, the season did not end any sooner. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, letter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creators say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for four seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the fifth actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November, both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers likely. Our high 66 this afternoon. The wind south 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Rain tonight. There could be an inch or more of rain overnight. Our low 61. Thunderstorms likely as well. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.